Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good choice, Trey. Freedoms are very important in this country, but should free speech online be regulated? Interesting question. We bring in a fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute Center for Technology and Innovation, Patrick Hedger. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. So conservatives have been worried about Facebook and Twitter and some other online platforms and a perceived bias. What's your take?
Well, I think we have to remember that as conservatives, that we believe in the free speech rights of all, and that includes private companies. The First Amendment is a protection against government regulation of speech, not private regulation of speech. And that ultimately, if we are asking for more government regulation of speech, that is a solution to a problem that is worse than the problem itself.
I guess that's why Republican Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill to regulate online platforms, how they handle speech. What do you think of that effort, and how much of a chance does it have?
Unfortunately, I think it's a solution that is worse than the problem. What you're trading out is private companies exercising their rights to police their platforms as they see fit for introducing government bureaucrats, unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats at the FTC to police speech. I think conservatives ought to remember and look back that government bureaucrats aren't necessarily the perfect protectors when it comes to political speech. I mean, it wasn't very long ago that the IRS was purposefully targeting conservatives. I don't think that that is some sort of catch-all solution if conservatives are actually concerned with free speech online.
Patrick, if that is not kind of the ideal solution, what is the solution? How do we deal with this this problem, or is it just a matter of just accepting it?
Well, I don't think there's any sort of silver bullet solution. I think that the solution lies in maintaining a low permissionless innovation regulatory structure on the internet so that competing firms and other startups have a better chance of launching and providing what users would perceive as a more even-handed platform. What you see with any sort of government regulation was when you impose regulation, you tend to lock in the existing players because they're the ones with the lawyers and the accountants that are able to deal with the regulation. So if people are concerned about the current tech giants and their practices, the solution, the most counterproductive thing you could do is put in place regulation that's essentially going to lock in those players' market share.
For conservatives who don't use Facebook and Twitter, what options are there?
That's a great question. There's a lot of platforms that are starting up. I believe there's one that is being launched by Professor Jordan Peterson that is aimed at promoting free speech online. I don't know the name of it off the top of my head. But the more that this discussion is occurring, I think the more that we're going to see that there is a gap in the market, that people are looking for platforms where that free speech all ideas, no matter how controversial, are presented, and that gap will be filled because there's clearly a hunger for it. That's how markets work.
So, because of the lack of options, does that mean Twitter and Facebook qualify as monopolies?
Well, no, I think, monopolies is sort of an oxymoron, right? It's, Twitter and Facebook are competing platforms. We have all these antitrust investigations against what are ultimately vicious competitors. We tend to look at these companies in too much of an isolated view. They're not just social media companies, they're advertising companies. And in that respect, Twitter is competing with every television station and radio station in the country. These are advertising and information services.
Okay, we really appreciate the insight. Very, very interesting food for thought. Thank you so much this morning.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Hedre, a fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute Center for Technology and Innovation.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.